Young Offender, written and read by Michael Maisie. I dedicate this book to anyone who has been affected by or lost their life to addiction or alcoholism, or is battling with their mental health, has been bullied, is sitting in a prison cell without hope, has experienced any form of abuse, is growing up in a broken home, or has a parent suffering from addiction or alcoholism. And to all those in recovery and fighting the good fight to become a better version of themselves every day. Prologue. March 2009. HM Prison and Young Offenders Institution, Feltham. Looking up at the red brick walls I once knew so well, I feel a familiar quickening of my heartbeat. The last time I left this place, I swore I would never come back. But here I am again, though every cell in my body is telling me to turn around and run while I still can. What am I doing here? Why would I put myself through this? They're going to tear me apart. My friend Luke puts his hand on my shoulder and squeezes. "You all right, mate?" he asks. I nod, but I can't find the words. "We need to get inside," he says. Inside. Again. But this time I'm walking through a different entrance. It's been 9 years since I was last here. I was still a teenager then. Now I'm 27 and it's 16 months since I last had a drink or drugs. My life is better than I ever dreamed it could be. Everything is different now. I've got my own home, a good job, a great supportive girlfriend in Haley. My future is secure. Yet the thought of going back into this building scares me in a way I never expected. The guards barely look at me when they take my ID at the security check. If they recognise my face or my name, they don't show it. "You know where you're going?" one of them asks Luke. "Wren," he says. A pretty name for an ugly place. All the wings at Feltham are named after birds. Birds that don't normally end up in cages. There's Lapwing, the induction unit, where new inmates spend their first night inside, getting used to how the institution works. Then there's Quail, for those convicted of the most violent crimes. Wren, where we're going today, is a healthcare wing, where inmates with substance abuse problems and addictions are taken care of. Wren, a tiny bird with a hopeful little tail, setting for the worst days of my life. And I'm going back in there. I follow Luke down the corridor. I lag behind a little. It's like my body is still resisting this return to the scene of the crime. I remember this corridor only too well. The alternating panels of bars and blank brick walls. The blast of cold air as we walk through the barred parts, which are open to the outside. I breathe it in. It's better than the smell inside. Old dinners, body odour, desperation. It takes me right back, and not in a good way. Luke is walking fast now. We're running late, and nothing runs late in a place like this without consequences. But I want this moment in the corridor to last a little longer. I need more time to get myself together. Get ready to make my entrance. I don't think Luke understands how important that will be. In those first few seconds, everything will be decided. "This is going to be good," Luke assures me. "I can't think of anyone better suited to talk into this lot than you are." I want to believe him, but then I catch a glimpse of myself in a toughened glass panel, and I know exactly how they're going to see me. Who's that idiot in the designer jeans? What's his hair like? Who does he think he is? Pretty little white boy. I hear the hiss of angry voices I thought I'd long forgotten. "You're gonna die, pretty boy. You're gonna die." The guard who lets us onto Wren raises his eyebrows when he sees me. He remembers me, and he nods his approval. Though he stops short of shaking my hand, I don't have time to remind myself if he was one of the good ones. There were some good ones, a couple who actually seemed to care. Luke is rushing me on. Then it happens. As we walk onto the wing, I glance right. I can't help it, it's automatic. And the cell I see there makes me catch my breath. The door is open like a hungry mouth, and suddenly I'm falling back through time. I can hear the alarm and the shouting and feel the panic as clearly as if the past 9 years haven't happened. I can feel the shaking and